This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
In the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. Two of the four hospitals in Delaware County will remain open at least another week to 10 days. But following a hearing in bankruptcy court Thursday afternoon, there's still no permanent solution in place for Crozer Health System. KYW's Matt Coughlin has the details.
Crozer Chester Medical Center and Taylor Hospital will stay open for now. Attorney William Curtin represents Prospect Medical Holdings, the private equity firm that owns the two hospitals.
We're not closing, but we also don't have a long-term solution for Crozer.
Curtin says Penn Medicine is contributing $5 million to keep the doors open at the two hospitals. That is part donation and part of a purchase of materials in the hospital. Delaware County advanced another $1 million in prepayment for anticipated behavioral services from Prospect. Meanwhile, Prospect is handing over control of OBGYN services at Crozer Health. The details of that transition are unclear, but Melissa Van Eck of the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office says employees are not being left behind by the transition process.
What's going to happen is that employees may be wearing different jerseys, but they'll continue doing their job.
Judge Stacey Jernigan says the motion to close the hospitals and the motion to sell both remains on the books for now. And all the parties involved say they are still trying to find a long-term solution. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania State Police have completed the rollout of body-worn cameras for all on-duty troopers. They say they've done it weeks before schedule and on budget. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Christopher Parris says about 3,000 troopers across Pennsylvania will wear the cameras each day, protecting both the troopers and the public.
Cameras serve as an objective witness to public interactions. They capture real-time audio and video that can clarify what occurred in contentious or high-stress situations.
Parris says the rollout of the body-worn cameras is part of an effort to make state police more transparent, adding the video also helps in training and can be used in court to back up testimony and evidence.
This technology removes much of the ambiguity and speculation that cloud investigations, and it enhances the credibility of both police and the judicial process.
Parris says the dash-mounted cameras on all 1,400 state police vehicles have also been updated with a wider view to show surroundings instead of just what's in front. Parris says they'll continue to follow the law on public access of videos, noting if the video is part of an investigation or criminal proceeding, it may not be available for release. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Firefighters battling a building fire along the 2200 block of South Street Wednesday night in South Philadelphia discovered the body of a man seemingly buried there. Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Venori says he was bound and placed in a shallow grave in the basement area of the structure, which was being renovated.
Homicide has taken this investigation over. I don't have a lot more to say. As soon as we know who the male is, we may have more information. There was evidence recovered at that scene. So we're going to see where that evidence leads us, see exactly what occurred.
In addition to homicide detectives, the medical examiner, fire marshal, and arson task force are involved in the investigation. A third suspect wanted in connection with a deadly shootout at a West Philadelphia rec center more than 2 years ago has been arrested. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Police say back in September of 2022, there was a shootout at Mill Creek Rec Center at 47th and Brown Streets. Rec Center worker 40-year-old Tiffany Fletcher was killed. Two suspects were apprehended. A third suspect was identified, but was nowhere to be found until early Thursday morning when Lower Potts Grove Township Police in Montgomery County arrested him after a traffic stop.
Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Vanor.
And that shooter was a Tevin Key, who at the time, I believe, was 16 years old. He's 19 years old today. We were able to develop enough probable cause and get an arrest warrant for this individual. He remained a fugitive all that time.
He is expected to be charged with murder and gun offenses. The other two teens, Malik Flagler and Mackie Jones, pleaded guilty last year to third-degree murder in the case. They were each sentenced to at least a decade in prison. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council member Jamie Gautier is out to save food trucks on Drexel's campus. She introduced two bills at yesterday's council session pushing back against the university's crackdown on overnight parking. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Councilwoman Gautier's bills would reclaim the 3100 block of Ludlow Street currently under Drexel's jurisdiction and allow overnight food truck parking on the block.
Food trucks bring vitality to the street. They bring goods and services in an affordable way to our community members and students, and they deserve to be a part of the small business ecosystem there.
Late last month, Drexel announced it was enforcing city laws regarding overnight food truck parking because of safety concerns. Many of the truck owners said they'd go out of business without a guaranteed parking spot. In response to Gautier's bill, the university said it looks forward to working with her and city departments so the trucks can continue to operate while also ensuring safety. Gautier said she would have been happy to work with Drexel before the crackdown. Now she wants the trucks back.
If there's no willingness on the part of the university to do that, then I will use my power as a council member to legislate.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.